beautiful people all over the world. I'm Dre Mauve, and you are listening to Girl Talk Radio, formerly on Miami Underground Radio and Tubox 101.1 FM Miami. Follow us on Instagram at GirlTLK Radio. We're launching this new season with interviews from the Content Creators Experience Meet and Greet Mixer at LiveXL Studios that was held in May and leading up to the second annual Spotlight Awards Ceremony, which will be on Wednesday, June 28th of 2023, featuring a fashion show, live performances, vendor and business market, red carpet, interviews, and much, much more. For all information on this event, follow at Content Creators EXP. Hosting the second annual Spotlight Awards Ceremony this year is Candace Deal and Jason McGirder. This year's Spotlight Awards Ceremony categories include Visual Artist, Entrepreneur in Tech, Fashion Blogger, Health and Wellness, Makeup Artist, YouTuber, Lifestyle Blogger, Podcast, TikTok Creator, Think Less, Create More, Leap of Faith, Creative Philanthropist, Creative of the Year, Videographer, 2023 Boss Babe, 2023 L'Union Suite Haitian Creative, 2023 RBE Spotlight, RBE Foundation Business Grant, SVP Law Firm Business Grant, and Outstanding Photographer. Here are a couple of the honorees for this year's Spotlight Awards Ceremony.
I'm Mae Gilzine. I am the founder of the RBE Foundation and also RBE Meetup. We are a women's group that focus on fostering relationships for female entrepreneurs. We also provide social events, and then we also provide things like education, funding, and resources to help women really grow and expand their businesses.
What does this upcoming Spotlight Awards ceremony that's coming up in June mean to you?
Well, it's amazing. Number one, we're honored to even be invited to participate in this. We really believe in the cause and what Content Creators stands for. And it's just amazing to be able to recognize those that are really like putting in the work in the community and really standing out and shining, you know. So it's an honor for us, really.
Okay. Please let everybody know where we can find you on social media, your websites. How can they contact you?
Sure. Our Instagram is rbe.meetup and our website is the rbefoundation.com.
I am Dr. Kareem Melissa, and I am the president of the Women's Chamber of Commerce of Miami-Dade County.
Okay. And tell me a little bit about your background, your nationality, and what ties you so closely to Dade County and just South Florida in general.
South Florida in general. I have been producing events here for over 20 years in the fashion and art world. And so I have a company called Boss Babes of South Florida. And we are women who are in the arts and entertainment world and also corporate America. But we actually are invested heavy in the community, whether it's charities, events and stuff. We just love to see our city alive. And so that's what we focus on. I'm also the principal of South Florida Fashion Academy. It's a middle and high school dual enrollment program where we are raising up youth to do the same thing that we love, and that is to be in the arts world, arts industry. They'll be cosmetologists. They will also be real estate agents when they graduate high school. So we're excited about that.
You're being extremely humble right now because you have a long list of attributes, of qualities, of positions. So being one of the honorees for this specific Spotlight Award event that's coming up in June of 2023, tell me a little bit about what that means to you to be honored by your peers, by your colleagues, and to just be in this space with all of these creators.
I am so blessed to be able to impact someone's life. It is all that I live for. If I can be a part of bringing someone's dreams to reality, I have fulfilled my purpose that day, you know? And so I am so honored that anybody would think of me as someone that helped them to achieve something in their life. And so that's greatness to me. I live by that. And so to just be recognized for that is such a beautiful honor.
And it is an honor to be able to share this time and space with you. Please let everybody know where they can follow you on social media and your websites. That way, if there's anybody out there that's listening and maybe wants to connect with you, how can they do that?
You can find everything about me at IamKareenMelissa.com, K-A-R-I-N-E, Melissa.com. Social media, it's Kareen Melissa across the board.
I am a man of many talents, born and raised in Miami, Florida. I've traveled throughout the United States, whether that be through trucking with my job or just being adventurous. And with the content creators experience, I am the media director. So anything that comes through, quality control, whether that be me capturing the media, photos, videos, or me assigning reliable people to capture those moments for us, being that I'm pulled in so many different areas. But whether it be picking up trash, cleaning toilets, or setting up for events, I do it all. Anything that's needed of me.
Tell me what got you connected with these amazing people and why you fall into that purpose of just picking up the slack where it's needed and just lending a helping hand wherever it's needed.
That's an amazing question. So Evelyn is a friend of a friend, and she reached out to me for a Mother's Day event. I was living here in Miami, and the Mother's Day event was in Orlando, and this was May of 2020. Yes. So I drove all the way up to Orlando. We connected. And then when she moved here, January of 21, she reached out for the first content creators party. And I came as a photographer, offered my services. And I just jumped in where I seen the need. And following the success of the first event, they reached out. We had a meeting because they saw the need for our services here in South Florida, as well as the potential of us having a solid group. So they reached out. We sat down over dinner, had drinks, and they gave me a rigorous interview. And since then, I've been a part of the team. And we want to be great at what we do, especially in our crafts and in this industry.
All right. Let everybody know where they can find you on social media, where they can see your work, and how they can contact you directly.
So on social media, you can find me at all.things.media. You can find me on my website at allthingsmediagroup.co. And all my information is there for you to find me.
Please tell us, Tammy, in your own words, who you are and what you do.
Well, I am a travel agent. I have been a travel agent for probably 8+ years now. Basically, I make the plans and the trips as far as like family trips, destination weddings, corporate travel, name it, I can do it.
And you travel yourself?
Yes, yes. And honestly, people think I travel for pleasure, but a lot of the times it's for work, so I can be able to explore these different places, excursions, so I'm able to share that knowledge with my clients.
Tell me about your background, your nationality, and what ties you to South Florida.
Well, I am born and raised here. I'm an Army brat. I lived in Germany. Once I grew up, I lived in Hawaii for about a year.
Hawaii.
I didn't like it. That's a whole other story. I was glad to get back on the mainland. Island fever is real. And I lived in South Carolina for a while. And then eventually my mother talked me into coming back down to South Florida.
Well, welcome back.
Thanks.
It's 2023. What can we expect from you?
Expect to see me more. Expect me to come out of the shadows, because that's typically what I do. I'm an introvert. I'm very shy. I sit back. But I said this year I'm going all in, and it's been working very well for me, and to meet so many wonderful people that not only I can benefit from, but I didn't know so many people can benefit from me and my business as well. So yeah, that's pretty much.
Well, thank you so much for spending this time with us. But before we go, please let everybody know how they can get in contact with you to book those flights, book those cruise ships, and all of that.
Yes. So you can reach me at Tammy, T-A-M-I-I, at solarinavacation.com. That's S-O-L-E-R-I-N-A vacation.com. You can also find me on Instagram, Facebook, and my contact, 786-757-0092.
Continuing with another one of the nominees for the Spotlight Awards ceremony, here to also share their inspiring story is Elon of Stars Tax Service. But go ahead and tell me in your own words who you are and what you do.
All right, so my name is Elon. I'm Elon Blanc. Like you said, I'm the owner of Star Tax Services. I've owned my business for about 12 years now. Before that, I was a medical assistant for about 6 years. And I got, you know, that field wasn't really for me. That was really my mom's dream. You know, I'm an island. My background is Haitian. So my mom wanted me to be a nurse, but I never wanted to do doing a medical field. I was never like a medical field girl.
But you tried it.
Yeah. For 6 years, yes. I did try it. And I got fired a couple times. My first medical assistant job, it didn't go well. They fired me because I was pregnant. I was 9 months pregnant with my child, my only child. And I got fired. So I went back into the field. And after, I would say, 9 months, I got fired. So that inspired me to open up my own tax business. I had a friend that was doing taxes and also a relative, and I saw the money they were making. So that kind of
inspired you a little more?
Yes. I was like, oh my God, that's how much you make in a season? Like for 4 months out the year? I was like, okay, can you teach me? So she taught me. I worked under her for about 2 years, and then I branched on my own. And while I was doing taxes, within, I would say in the fifth year of my doing taxes, I went into real estate, a real estate agent. Last year, I branched my own course, a tax course. And this year, I'm thinking about doing like a membership. That's for people that wants to like get into the tax industry, that wants to learn the tax business. You know, they call me the tax expert. So I'm opening up a course to teach new beginners how to prepare taxes.
How does it feel to be nominated, especially going through what you went through, the experience in life, finally finding your lane, and now being able to open up that platform to people such as yourself that are maybe trying to transition into another field? How does it feel to be nominated for this award?
It feel amazing. Word can't explain. I got to say, you know, God is good. I've always put God first, whatever I'm doing. I came from a Christian background, and my parents are very, very God believers. So that been transitioned to me. And I got to say that it's not an easy road. I have been through some difficult time as an entrepreneur, and I always put God first. There's times where I wanted to give up, and I told myself, like, you know, you can't. You got here this far, and, you know, God strengthened me. And what really, really pushes me to the next level is my son, is my child, that really gave me that strength, you know, not to give up, because I have someone that's depending on me. So I want to be a perfect example for him.
Please let everybody know where they can find you on social media, your websites, everything.
So my website is Elon Blanc, Y-L-A-N-D-E, Blanc, B-L-A-N-C.com. My social media is YLANDE.Blanc, B-L-A-N-C, and Instagram. It's also same thing as Facebook.
I'm Samantha Ramnarine. First, I'm a mom of two beautiful boys. I own Car Accident Referral Services, which is an attorney and medical referral service in the entire state of Florida. What makes us special more than any other law firms out there is that our network of attorneys will take 25% up to a $1 million settlement. So it doesn't matter if the attorneys take your case to court or not, they will take 25% versus the 33 1/3 and the 40% like all the other attorneys. I also have a diagnostic company where we do x-rays and MRIs.
I would really like to share a little bit about your journey, your story. You started, you know, your entrepreneurship when you were just 16 years old. And here you are standing before us with so many accomplishments. Tell us a little bit about your journey and what got you to this moment.
So I was never a school person. I graduated high school barely, if it wasn't for my mother. I thank her every day for that. And then I dropped out of college and I just started my first company doing marketing at 16. Then by the time I was 19, I opened up my second company. To me, I always tell people, hustle. Do not let anyone tell you you can't do it. My motto is, I don't get even, I get more successful.
What more can we expect from you? What more do you hope to accomplish? Tell us a little bit about your goals and dreams in the near future.
My goals right now is I want to help women. I want to help people that helped me, and I want to help people that want to get to where I am today. A lot of people say that they want to help people, but they don't. I'm right now in 17 different charities. My passion is against human sex trafficking, anti-bullying, and foster kids. I actually foster 4 kids every year. I do every single thing for them, except they don't live with me. And I want people to be able to give back, and I want to be able to give back to my community. But I want people to know that if I can do it, they can do it. And I will open doors for them to help them. But they have to be able to ask for it. Nothing is given. But I want to be able to tell people that, listen, if you call me, I will help you. But you have to put in the time, the energy, and the work, and you will be successful.
So for those people out there that want to go ahead and contact you, how can they do so?
They can call me directly on my cell phone at 954-249-5858. That's 954-249-5858.
And what about on social media, your website? Let us know all that information.
My website is fl-injury.com. I'm on Facebook, TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram. You just have to look for Car Accident Referral Services and follow me.
Hi, my name is Cynthia. I'm originally from Haiti. I'm a nurse, I'm a mom, I'm a wife, and fashion is just in my blood, so that's another part of me. I'm a micro-influencer for the moment, planning on to grow a little bit bigger and bigger, but that's it for now.
For the near future, what can we expect from fashion looks?
Well, you guys could definitely expect more fashion, of course, and I'm glad to mix and mingle and also meet new people and also grow my background as a micro-influencer, get to know other people, follow other people into what they're doing, kind of learn from them as well, and to help me grow bigger. So definitely expect me to grow as a influencer and, you know, help my community, because where I come from, people expect small, and small is not me. I may come from somewhere where it's small, but I always thought bigger and bigger and better. So that's what you can definitely expect from me.
With that being said, what does it feel like to be nominated for the Spotlight Award, to be in this networking creative space? You, which, by the way, I want to compliment you on your outfit. This is just an audio podcast, but you have big, beautiful hair. Your skin is glowing. You have such a wonderful and inviting warm smile. You have a beautiful color coordinated ensemble. Tell me a little bit about what this nomination means to you and what made you get so nicely dressed up for this event.
Oh my God, thank you. I was pretty shocked when I saw the tag me and nominated me. I was like, oh, little old me nominated. Oh my God. I was like, oh my God. Like, I was like screaming, and I screenshotted and sent it to my husband and my friend, my sister. And they're like, oh my God, congrats. I knew it. I'm like, hey, what do you mean you knew it? You knew it. They was like, you've been doing your thing. I'm like, you know, sometimes we don't give credit to ourselves. And we like, to me, I was like, you know, I was just doing what I love. And I know I'm not big, but like for me, for them to notice me, took a look at me and took a chance in me, I like this is a huge opportunity. Like, I'm excited, I'm ready, and even if I don't win, just being nominated, I feel like I won. Just being appreciated and noticed, and somebody took a look at your work and be like, okay, like, I like her work, like, I like her content, I like what she's doing, I like what she's representing, that enough is good for me.
Well, definitely congratulations on your nomination. We look forward to catching up with you, keeping up with you, seeing you at this award ceremony coming up in June of 2023. Please let us know before you go this time, though, where they can find you on social media and how they can connect with you directly.
Well, you guys could find me on social media at fashionlux.1. It's FASHIONLUX.1 on Instagram. And I'm also on TikTok as well.
I am a destination wedding and branding photographer and videographer. So I shoot beautiful couples all around the world, literally from Italy to Cancun to San Francisco, pretty much you name it. And I also work with brands and businesses. So I help create high value content that helps elevate their brand So yeah, I love what I do, man. Been doing it for 7 years now, and definitely it's a beautiful roller coaster to be on.
So what category are you being nominated for, Brian?
Outstanding photographer.
What does that nomination mean to you?
Definitely, I'm grateful for it. You know, it's just to be honored as a nominee, regardless if I win or not, or win an award or anything. But, you know, it just feels great as a creative who has sacrificed and put in the time and the work to be recognized by someone else, you know, that, you know, the content that I create is not for granted. So I definitely appreciate just the nominee and being, you know, award, just even recognized for my efforts.
So it's our Jordan year. We're in 2023 for this second annual Spotlight Awards ceremony. What can we expect from you for this year? What are your goals, your dreams? What more do you hope to accomplish through that?
Yeah, so I have some big goals this year. Big goals is one of them is actually launching a podcast of my own. So that's a big one that I will be, you know, gearing towards young novice photographers, you know, those hobbyist photographers who are, you know, looking to take their business to the next level and take, you know, their photography career a little bit more serious. So that's one, definitely photography podcast. And then also I have a few things in the works far as for my Love Stories by Smitty business that, you know, I don't want to share too much right now, but
give me an exclusive, Brian.
Exclusive. All right. So I will say that, you know, when you look at some wedding photographers and videographers in today's market, they do great, beautiful work. And I noticed that sometimes you can kind of get some people's work can get blinded in a sense that, you know, you don't know whose work is who, because sometimes it kind of looks the same. So I want to do something very totally different with that. So introducing a lot of my clients and future clients to a new type of wedding photography.
So some new techniques or?
Not even that. Just a totally new experience. Something different from the traditional wedding. I don't know if you're familiar with elopements, but that is something that I definitely want to introduce to the market. And I feel like there's a need for it that we don't even know about yet, because there are so many benefits that goes along with destination elopements that, you know, a lot of people just need to be informed about.
Please let us know where they can find you on social media, your website.
Nice. Yeah. So if you so you could definitely find me on social media. I am on Instagram. That is a platform that if you're a photographer and you're not on there, what are you doing? but you can follow me on Instagram at Smitty Vibe Visions, and also Love Stories by Smitty.
Thank you for having me. My name is Marlene. I go by Mimi. I am the owner of Mimi's Boutique. I do a lot of fashion shows here in South Florida. My background is fashion merchandising. I also do women empowerment brunches every year. We've been hosting it for the past six years, I'm sorry. And my company's been around for about 11 years. So basically what we do is anything within the fashion world, the, you know, women organization, and anything within the lifestyle and influencer, that's our main focus really, yeah. I am originally Haitian, but I grew up in Boston.
Boston, yes.
I was born, you know, back home in Haiti, but then I went straight there and I moved to South Florida because, of course, I wanted to be closer to my mom. And from there, I went to fashion school and I love it. And I don't miss the cold. Absolutely not. So I'm definitely enjoying being here. So, yeah.
Beautiful. So you had mentioned that you own a boutique.
Yes,
you have a beautiful outfit on. You definitely have a sense of fashion and style.
Thank you.
And you look great.
Thank you so much. Everyone has been using this term where they're saying it's their year of congratulations. But for me, I kind of look at it as like it's my year of yes and get it done. So it's my year where I'm saying yes to myself and I'm saying yes to get everything done. So everything that I wanted to do, I didn't have a chance to do it. So I want to make sure that this year I accomplish everything and I just do it the right way. So
how can we get in contact with you? What's your social media? Let the people know.
Okay, so you can follow me on Instagram, of course, Mimi's Boutique without the UE at the end, or The Adventures of Mimi 101.
And we're here with yet another one of the nominees for the Spotlight Awards ceremony going down in June of 2023. Lily, tell us in your own words who you are, what you do.
Whew. I like to say that I'm a jack of all trades. But first and foremost, I am a makeup artist. That is where I get my bread and butter. That was my inspiration since probably 2017. And that has opened the doors for me on so many, like from meeting, from being able to direct, being able to create, being able to do setups. Like, it's where I learned that I'm just a creative at the end of the day, and I just, you give me a space and I just go crazy at it. So it didn't stop on just a face. It went from face to setup to storyline to now a podcast.
Just overall aesthetic. And
exactly. Like, if I could draw something, if I could make something, create it from scratch, just seeing the whole process of it, I fell in love with just creating.
And with that being said, you're not nominated for just one award, but two. So but tell two. Me about that.
So I'm nominated for makeup. I think it's, I don't know if it's the best makeup, but.
Makeup artist.
Makeup artist. That's pretty big. And also for podcast.
Tell me about your podcast.
So the podcast is called Be Selfish Podcast. I am co-hosting it with my friend Sherelle. So shout out to Sherelle. The podcast itself, we called it Be Selfish because it's more of a self-care, self-growth, self-evaluation. And we want to let women and men understand that before you can do anything, you got to put yourself first. Before you want to, you know, be a good person, be a good friend, you have to be someone good to yourself. Even if it comes from relationship to work, relationship to career, to any goal that you have in life, you can't do anything unless you think about yourself first. So we're just trying to change this perspective on being selfish. I know everyone sees it as a negative thing, but
it's not. It's a good thing.
It's
right?
A good thing.
If you don't have anything to pour, how mm-hmm. are you going to pour into anybody else, right?
Thank you. Yes. But so many people need to hear that. So that's what we're trying to do. So we're just trying to create different. We bring in people. We tell stories. We tell our own story because we're going on our own journey of being selfish also. And just, you know, it's a journey. People get to see it, you know, and maybe it hits someone who needs to hear, hey, love yourself.
Even if it's just one person that you guys are touching on that other mm-hmm. end, it's necessary,
yes,
right?
Yes, it's very necessary.
What does this nomination or these nominations mean to you?
It means a lot. It means that the hard work and the dedication and us sitting down and writing these outlines, for at least for the podcast, is being seen. It's being, you know, recognized. You know, when we sat down for the first time and said, hey, let's do something, you know, you never know what the outcome is going to be, you know, so you're just like, all right, let's just hope and pray for the best. And so far, being around, you know, of course, the content creators, they've been supportive ever since. And it's just, you know, things are happening, like things are moving. So it definitely makes us push forward and be like, oh, we got to make a better, you know, we got to make more episodes.
We got to be more selfish.
Yeah, we got to be more selfish. People are loving it. So definitely. And what it means to me in the makeup nomination is I kind of went out on a limb, took a big risk when I decided to go into beauty school and quit my 9-to-5 job. I was a single mom, you know, and I said I wanted to do something I love to do. I did not expect the outcome because not only am I nominated with the content creators, I'm also for South Florida, which is in May 7th, is the South Florida's Makeup Awards. I'm also nominated for Best Up and Coming and
Congrats.
Most Promising. So I don't do it for the clout. I don't do it for recognition, but just the fact that I stayed quiet. I just paid attention to work, right? And I just wanted to outdo myself. Like,
and the work speaks for itself.
Yeah.
Right?
So definitely it means a lot. It means a lot to that person that I had, you know, a little bit of self-doubt, right? When I first started, like, oh my God, am I really going to be able to do this? So it means a lot to that person. It means a lot to the person who pushed the little me inside to be like, yes, you can, because all this is coming up afterwards. So
I'm not stopping. Like, it's to the point where not only am I getting myself into doing makeup, but I'm going more into the production side of things, as far as, you know, producing videos, creating, connecting people. You know, now where I've become the co-founder of Fan Cinematics, which is basically with Fire Fair Nation, with JVN Sutherland. It's like another baby, right? And that's basically, now I'm going to be focusing on that. I'm still going to do my makeup. I'm still going to do my podcast. But why not? The world, you can do whatever you want, honestly. So expect a lot. I'm not stopping.
And I want to go ahead and also take this time out to not just congratulate you, but shout out everybody that was on the production team for your first produced music video, which was great. Let everybody know what video that was, where they can find it.
Yes, the video was for, I think he goes by Billionberg now. Mm-hmm. And it was with DJ Killa K and Billionberg. It was the song Forever Live. I was super nervous with that. It was one of those situations where I just said, you know what? I see this and let's go get this. And I was able to get the models, get the location. There was something going on. They had their resources, which, you know, DJ Killa K has his resources, you know. So I'm like, all right, we just put our heads together. And JVN Sutherland, he was a director of it. So it was like a tag team, like, we got this, and it came out to be a lot more than what we expected.
It was a beautifully executed video.
Oh, and shout out to not FAMU, but FLOMO, Florida Memorial International. They were the marching band in that song,
which is so dope that you got them to do that. Yes. Especially here in Florida, where marching bands and everything are so big in the South.
Yes, so that's what I heard. I heard a marching band with that song. It was a very lively song. Shout out to them. We've built a relationship ever since. I've gone to the school to do makeup classes for the dancers. So I was like, you know what? This is family now. So shout outs.
All right. Well, let everybody know where they can find you on social media, your websites, how they can contact you if they want, whether it's makeup artists or production. Let them know.
They could definitely follow me on IG. It's Lily Lovely. And I also have the Lily Lovely Artistry page. That's when it comes to makeup. You can find me for production stuff on Fly Fair Nation. And then we have the Fan Cinematics page. And of course, my baby, Be Selfish Podcast. It's at Be Selfish Pod. And you got the YouTube, and all the links are there. So once they go into that, it'll be easy.
They'll find you.
They'll find me.
Hi, my name is Rosie Victor. I am an entrepreneur. I own a fashion boutique. I also work in healthcare, and I'm a mother of two.
Wow, so you got a lot on your plate.
Yes, I do.
Tell me how you feel about getting this nomination and being part of this incredible event.
I feel recognized. I am very happy to be here and collaborating with these wonderful people that are creating a space for people like me. So, yes, I'm excited as well, and I'm grateful.
Okay, and what categories are you being nominated for?
Fashion and styling, entrepreneurship, those two.
Wow. So not just one, but two. Tell me a little bit about your background, your nationality, and what ties you so closely to the creative space in South Florida.
Okay. Well, I'm a Florida native, born and raised here in West Palm Beach County. Yes, West Palm Beach. My parents are from Haiti, so I'm a Haitian American. And what was the question again? I'm sorry.
What ties you so closely to South Florida?
South Florida. Oh, well, it's my hometown. Born and raised here. My family is here. My friends are here. And the culture, the people, and, you know, the Florida lifestyle.
Okay. Well, the theme of this year's event and ceremony is, it's our Jordan year, 2023. What are your goals? What are your dreams? And what else do you hope to accomplish this year?
Okay, well, one of my goals at the top of my list is to scale my business to the level of success that I would like it to be. My other goal is just to provide a healthy lifestyle for my children and to encourage them in their journey as they go into education, higher education, and to collaborate with people, like-minded people, in business and in creative endeavors.
All right. Let us know where we can find you on social media and how we can connect with you directly.
Okay. Well, you can find me on Instagram, Self Love Styles Boutique, Facebook, Self Love Styles as well, and TikTok.
My name is Kagan Petitfond. I am from Guadeloupe with Haitian parents. My mother, I grew up in the Caribbean, where I grew up with my mom buying, importing, exporting merchandise. I watched also my mom buying merchandise where she didn't have any, I would say, return on investment. So me and my sisters, we decided to search for, you know, like different ways for her to have investment, like whatever she's investing in, she has a return on it. So that's why we came up with the brand that we have here, which is Rilagen. And now we're a company that have been existing for the past 3 years, which we started first in the Caribbean and last year in the US.
How does it feel to be in this space with so many creatives, so many entrepreneurs, and to be nominated and recognized for the work that you've done?
You know, I was a little bit shocked when I got nominated, honestly, because I know that, you know, sometimes you work hard, but you never think that people would notice how hard you work. So I'm amazed, and I'm also happy to meet new other people and learn from them as well, from their own experiences, so I can actually add it to my own experiences.
What are your near future goals and dreams and aspirations?
I would say that this year started a little bit as a test for me and my family, I would say. I would say that I lost my second mother about a month ago. So it's, for me, it was a little setback. That I had, because I would say by now I would have been a little bit further where I am with the company. But this year I would say that as a team, because we're a family-owned business with my siblings and I would say that we're working hard right now so we can make sure that our company is visible to different markets with the Spanish community, Haitian community, you know, everyone, I would say. So that everyone and anyone that don't know how to cook know at least how to cook rice easily, you know? But that's, yeah, I would say that this year would be my Jordan year, where I try to accomplish and work harder than I did last year.
So if they want to get in contact with you or they want to find any of the products that you have available, where can they find you on social media, the website? Tell the people.
Okay, so you can go on our website at www.larenco.com. Or our social media is Lauren Distribution, and our phone number is 786-665-3632.
Do you mind spelling that out for us just in case?
Yes, of course. So on Instagram, it's LAREINE, the word distribution. That's for Instagram. And the website is www.lareineco.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Chantel, a.k.a. Chantel the Boss. Why do people call me Chantel the Boss? Because I create leaders, not just boss people around. I create other bosses. So I am a business management and business financial coach. I help scale businesses, grow their money. I also help business get funding as well. So I come into business, I would say I'm like a business fix it. So I come into businesses, I see where it's lacking. And most people call me when the business is like in the toilet. Like, hey Chantel, what can you do? It's not going well. So I come in, I look at everything, look at their books, see where they're lacking, build it up where it can sustain again, and then try to get them funding. I also am an accountant as well. So we help businesses save on taxes, know what they can write off, what they can't write off, how to actually structure your business correctly. Most people are scheduled as an LLC, how to understand S-corps and C-corps and things like that.
What really led you into this creative space, and what motivated you to create other bosses aside from bossing up yourself?
I would say that's hereditary. I would say I was raised by a family of entrepreneurs. I grew up, even when I was younger, I used to go to Walmart and sell candy and chips at school. So I was a natural entrepreneur, but I seen that people have ideas, they don't know how to execute it. So I come in, I actually listen, observe, and say,
okay, we'll do it this way. Everybody has the idea, but they don't know how to execute it. So I got into business in college. And my professor asked us, what can you see yourself doing for the rest of your life that don't feel like work? So I have always been a helper. I was always a giver. And I got into taxes because I needed to do my own taxes. And I started taking courses. I started taking classes specifically on personal taxes. And then I opened my first company and I said, hey, I need to learn business taxes. So I started just working on myself first and then saying, okay, I can help others because I know it's other entrepreneurs like me that need this. But I also have a business management and marketing background as well. So it kind of went hand in hand.
What led you to come into this event and to share this creative space with other like-minded individuals such as yourself?
So yesterday I went to the Women Chambers Commerce had an event, and I met so many beautiful women that were actually like-minded like myself. And they said, well, if you had a good time here, you need to come to the event tomorrow to see how you can actually use the services here, the different rooms, the different content areas, because now I'm going into a phase of teaching. I created this thing called Boss Up University. So it's different courses on different things on finance. I have a nonprofit called Entrepreneurs of the Future. So we're looking to building up the next generation of entrepreneurs, kids, because right now I'm 35. The next generation seems like they're full entrepreneurs. So how can you get them started? So I started a YouTube channel actually today, and uploading videos on just teaching and teaching and teaching. So I came here because I need a space to actually create my content. And I met so many people today, and I own a dance school in Philadelphia, and everyone is asking me.
Shout out Philly, by the way.
Yes, please, 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 the 215. I miss home, but I think my creative side is coming like into fruition here more than in Philly. And the owner here, I'm actually gonna start a dance program here. So I'm excited to be here because it's opening up different doors, not only for what I came for, my classes. Now it's like, okay, I can do dance too. So teaching financial classes and dance, two separate things, but two things I'm good at.
This year's been a pretty good year for all of us, creatively speaking. What can we expect from you, and what do you hope to accomplish by the end of this year?
End of this year, I had a goal. When I started 2023, in November and October, I started teaching a lot. And I said I want to take 60 people to making 100 grand. So that's my goal, is creating more entrepreneurs, creating more people on the team where you can create a life you don't have the vacation from. That's my motto. Create a life you don't have the vacation from. Because yes, we can retire at 50, 55, and then it's like, oh, I'm tired. I don't feel like doing anything. Why can't we retire at 45? Why can't we retire at 40? So right now, my goal is 60 people, six figures.
Chantel, please let us know where we can find you on social media. Do you have a website? How can we contact you directly?
You can contact me directly at chantelprice.com. That's ChantelPrice, or on Instagram at chantelprice_theboss. If you just Google Chantel Price, the boss, everything will come up from articles and things like that. I'm happy to be in Miami. Miami is treating me very well. Philly born and raised, but Miami is kind of nurturing me right now. The Chantel 10.0 is coming out.
What got you to be a brand partner with this incredible event and awards ceremony?
Absolutely. First of all, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. Thank you for letting me speak my story. So I am the Urban Beauty Boy, and I built my brand off of myself. And I got a lot of attention from how I branded myself. My signature color is pink.
Pink.
Yes. Hot pink. Yes, hot pink. Anytime I see it as a good luck color. And it reminds me why I'm doing what I'm doing. And so thank you for wearing it. You are a sign that things are going to happen the way that I need them to.
Affirmations.
Yes.
Manifestations.
Yes, exactly. I believe in all of that. And so in the process of really defining who the Urban Beauty Boy is and what the brand stands for, I got the attention of these amazing creatives, and they asked me to be a part of it and do some styling after seeing all the modeling I've been doing.
So what kind of styling exactly are you doing, and how are you helping behind the scenes and on the scene?
Well, my signature style is urban luxury. I love streetwear mixed with some high fashion. I love to be comfortable, and I love to make heads turn. And so while doing that, there is an amazing respect that I've grown with photographers. And so photographers are probably the most important key to building your brand. And I have worked with so many of them that I am now able to put other models or other entrepreneurs in a space to be able to really build their brand with great photos. And so that's what I'm going to help with the show, is being able to get that money shot. I really like being the creative director, the person in between the model and the cameraman. The model needs to just do their thing, and the cameraman just needs to do their thing. And so I'm there to help them do their thing together.
Bring everything together. Mm-hmm. So this is a podcast, so it's just audio. Mm-hmm. We do have a couple of streams going on right now.
And hi,
we're creating
world.
Some content. tell me about your outfit, why you chose this to come out tonight.
Absolutely. So I'm wearing a crop top blazer. I think I like to mix feminine and masculine. I believe we all have that energy in us. And being able to balance and go in between the two, really, I think we can be our most authentic selves. And so I'm wearing a crop top blazer and my pink New York Yankees hat to the back.
To the back,
you know. It's giving a little bit of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air meets, you know, America's Next Top Model. And, you know, I have my ripped jeans and my Louis Vuitton sneakers. So I just... You know, I love that style. I've really come into my own. And so a lot of the models will be wearing my newest sweatshirt that I'm launching.
Tell me about that and why you created that.
Okay. So I created a sweatshirt, and it's called the Doll Face Sweatshirt.
Okay.
I'm also an esthetician. That's my real passion is skin.
Okay. And you have beautiful skin, by the way. You're glowing.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I get so many compliments on my skin, and I get so many questions on how people's skin can look like mine. And it really is, I mean, it's a little bit of Botox, a little bit of filler. I'm going to be honest.
Don't tell nobody that.
But it's also using the right skincare. So I'm in the process of launching my first skincare line product.
Wow.
Yes. It's a honey-infused facial cleanser.
Oh, talk to me nice.
It's called Wash Your Face Honey.
Ooh.
Yes. And it's in a honey bear bottle, and it's so cute. And so leading up to that, I'm really promoting the doll face, and trying to get that will come from my skincare. So the doll face sweatshirt is going to be featured in the show.
So you seem to have a lot on your plate, a lot going on. You have mm-hmm. a lot of creative ideas. So mm-hmm. it's great to see you coming into the space mm-hmm. and just kind of getting in where you fit in and doing what you need to do. Yeah. But the theme of this event, as you know, it's our Jordan year.
Yes.
It's 2023.
Yes.
What does that mean to you? And what does this event mean to you, being a part of it?
Well, I think that it's difficult on your own to be yourself, right? And so once you figure out who that is and you're comfortable doing that, it's kind of your duty to help other people do it as well. A lot of times once we start winning, we don't want others to follow behind us and do the things we've done or share our contacts or where we do our interviews and our podcasts. And that's not the culture, I think, in our creative space. We're here to help each other. And so I think this Jordan year is really for all of us to, I'm not really good at sports references, but to like slam dunk, right? That's a mm-hmm. basketball. Okay, yeah. To
You got it.
So yeah, this is for all, it's a chance for all of us to slam dunk and even, you know, alley-oop, pass the ball to someone else so they can slam dunk. And I think that's like the most beautiful part of what we're all doing, is we're working together.
So we're really excited to see all of these new endeavors that you're getting into, what you're going to be creating for the Spotlight Awards ceremony. Where can we find you on social media? Where can we find your products? Tell me everything.
Yes. So you can follow me on Instagram at Urban Beauty Boy.
The theme for the second annual Spotlight Awards ceremony is It's Our Jordan Year. It's 2023, and Michael Jordan once said, talent wins games, but teamwork and intelligence wins championships. So I say we're already winning just by being a part of the Content Creators Experience community for all creatives and the events that are leading up to and including the second annual Spotlight Awards ceremony. Let's get it. That's a wrap for this episode of Girl Talk Radio. Thank you for sharing this time with us. Shout out to the Content Creators Experience, all of the partners, sponsors, honorees, and everyone involved in this amazing community of creatives and the second annual Spotlight Awards ceremony. For information on the second annual Spotlight Awards ceremony, follow at Content Creators EXP on Instagram and find us at Girl TLK Radio.